The number of people getting the dole is now almost as big as the total population of Hamilton. According to the latest stats from the Ministry of Social Development, there are 187,986 people receiving the job seeker benefit. Louise Upston is the Minister for Social Development. Hey, Louise.
Good afternoon, Heather.
How many of these people have signed up to the dole because of the economic slump that we're going through at the moment versus having been there for a while?
Well, what we do know is that 20,000 have been added in the last year. So some of that would be related to economic conditions, but unfortunately we do have a large number that have been there for many, many years now, and we've inherited a really difficult situation with more people who are dependent on welfare than we've seen for quite some time.
I see that the sanctions are up just in the first 3 months of this year, are up 20% on the year before. Is that having any effect or is it too early to tell?
Well, what it is doing is making sure that those who are on the JobSeeker benefit know that they have obligations, and if they're not taking the steps they need to take to prepare for and find a job, then there will be consequences. Now, I just need to say that the sanctions are not if you can't find a job, because clearly we are now in some really challenging economic times. They're about not taking the steps to help yourself to look for and find work. So I think it's positive that MSD are now applying those sanctions. While I'd rather people were fulfilling their obligations, at the end of the day, I think this is helping.
Have you seen the Greens are having a crack at you guys?
Yeah, so the reality is, unfortunately, part of this welfare dependency is we are seeing more people on welfare for longer. And the Taylor-Fry modelling, using existing data, tells us exactly that. So
right.
Whether it's 2,000, whether it's 200,000, people are spending longer on welfare. And for young people, depending on what benefit they're on, if they're a job seeker under the age of 25, that's now 19 years that they're forecast to spend on welfare.
So that is
a disgrace.
So what it is that the Prime Minister keeps using the stat that people on a youth payment will spend an average of 24 years of their working lives on a benefit. And what the Greens are saying is, yeah, but it's only 3,000 people. So it's not that big, so it's misleading to talk about it. What do you say to that?
Well, I say whether it's one person, whether it's 3,000, whether it's 30,000, for every single one person who is stuck and trapped on welfare, we are not going to let that happen. We're going to take the steps because we know that this modelling tells us we have inherited a massive problem with welfare dependency, and I want to give young people in particular the opportunity and choices that come from work.
Louise, thank you very much. Louise Upston, Minister for Social Development and Employment.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.